A recent fire in the city's Morrell Park neighborhood, as well as others in various parts of the city, really shake residents of those neighborhoods. And many of them are comprised of homes that are attached, be it a row home, a twin, or a condo. I spoke with the Philadelphia Fire Department's Chief of Fire Prevention, Gustav Baumann, about how you can best protect yourself and your family in case of fire. And his first suggestion may surprise you.
One of the first things that we should do as neighbors is be neighborly. Keep an eye out for each other. Get to know your neighbors. It's not so much that you want to be in their business, but you want to learn their habits. Just like you would look out for them in a medical emergency or if there was a crime happening, you would want to know if they had issues that could cause a fire or just to let them know that they're having a fire.
In order to prepare for a fire emergency, especially in homes that are attached, is to understand how fire works, how it grows and spreads. So much different than it was when many of us were children.
What's changed since the 1970s is the type of fire that we have. The furnishings that are in our homes burn hotter and faster than they ever did. The normal furniture that you would have in a bedroom or in a living room back in 1970, it took about 15 minutes for that fire to reach 1,100 degrees. So in the 70s, we had about 15 minutes. Now, as of 2022, that same room, but with newer, modern furnishings that are made with plastics and synthetics, that time has been decreased to 2.5 minutes.
So this changes everything, including whether the fire spreads to the next house. It can make the difference between whether you get out or not. And that's why living in an attached home, you have to think about the safety, Chief Baumann says, of your neighbors as well as yourself. Avoid putting items against your home, stacking trash or placing a grill right there. Understand how dangerous mulch can be. It's made of organic material and can smolder if it gets too hot and can start a fire. As for people who smoke,
if you are going to smoke outside, please get a container, a can, whatever you use. Fill it with sand, water, a mixture of wet sand. And that's where you personally take your cigarette and put it in with your hand. You don't want to flick it, drop it, throw it. Put it in there and make sure that it's extinguished before you go back in the house.
Keep in mind, too, summer or winter, if you have a gas grill, that propane tank can become incendiary. Many decks now are not made of wood, but composite materials. Now, instead of flames shooting straight up, if the deck goes on fire, a composite deck will melt like hot lava, drip, and set other things below on fire. Chief says fire is everyone's fight. And the best emergency call is the one you never have to make.